Chapter 1 tonight, Mark chapter 1. The good Lord willing, I am trying to finish a series tonight on imitating God, being imitators of God, out of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1, where the Word of God says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." That word followers means imitators. The last several weeks and several sermons, so to speak, I've been preaching to you on this topic of being an imitator of God. And specifically, we have been dealing with the Lord Jesus and the Holy Father above and the different areas in which we can imitate our great God. We've already looked at imitating God as a father, as a parent, if you will. We've already preached on imitating God as a husband, as a spouse, if you will. And tonight we come to this thought of imitating God as a child. And as I told you this morning, I was planning on this series going not only in the family but other areas, but the Lord just seems to put a stop sign in my heart and just giving me this guidance here that this has become really a little family seminar, a little family series, something for everybody in the home, if you will, outside of brother and sister. I'm talking about husbands, wives, moms, dads, children, something for the whole family. And we've come to this thought in Mark chapter 1. It's a simple thought tonight. I had 9 or 10 thoughts, and the Lord narrowed them down and just put them all together in 3 thoughts for you tonight. Just a simple outline for you to understand, take home with you in Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." The Son of God. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Help us, I pray, to preach tonight in a way that pleases and honors you. Help we who are children of God to leave better children of God. And we, Lord, who have our parents still living, help us to learn these invaluable lessons, especially those who are still living at home, the younger kids, the teenagers, the single adults who are living at home. Help them to really get what we're preaching tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. It should be the desire of every child of God to be like God. It's a pure motive to be as much like God as you possibly can be. But I remind you that we can only be like our God, going back to the introductory message on a Wednesday night several weeks ago now. We can only truly imitate God if we are feeding on His Word and filled with His Spirit. And we've already considered imitating God as a father. We've already considered imitating God as a husband. Now we consider imitating God as a child. You know, within the pages of the Word of God, the Lord Jesus was identified with many different names. But one of His wonderful names is in our text tonight. He's given the name the Son of God. It's this relationship that God the Son had with God His Father that I want us to dwell on in this message. We're going to look at what the Lord Jesus Christ, God in flesh, did with His Father above that all of us here tonight can learn from. Matter of fact, we're going to apply this in 2 major areas. For everybody here tonight, if you're a child of God, you and I should strive to have the same relationship with our Heavenly Father that the Son of God did with His Heavenly Father. I ought to try to be a child of God like He was a Son of God, you understand? And then on top of that, especially if you're living at home, have your children still living at home? Would you raise your hand? I'm talking about teenagers, young ones, all of those kind of things. I'm talking specifically with application number 2 to you. I'm speaking directly to you tonight. So everybody who's a child of God can learn these principles, put these 3 principles in play with your relationship with your Heavenly Father, and then on top of that, all the children need to do this with their earthly parents. To put it just in a way that they can understand it, my children ought to do with me and with their mother what Jesus did with His Heavenly Father. Follow me what I'm saying here? Let me give you 3 major things here, 3 simple things that'll change your life if you'll let it. Number one, what did he do with his father that we should imitate with our father and then we should imitate with our mom and dad on earth? Number one, he showed honor to his father. He showed honor to him. We see this. Now, you're in Mark chapter 1. Just listen to the verses because I'm going to several places tonight. Listen to this. John chapter 8, verse 49, listen. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father. That's what he said. I honor my Father. John chapter 17, verse 1 and verse number 4, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. And in John chapter 17, verse 4, he said, I have glorified thee on the earth. It's interesting that the word glorified means honor. The word honor here, where he says, I honor my Father. You know what that word means? It means he values him. It means he prizes him. The word glorified means to honor or magnify. In other words, this means that the Lord Jesus Christ, now get this, when you think about the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, his relationship with his heavenly Father, here's what he did. He prized his Father. He valued his Father. He magnified his Father. He honored his Father. It carries the idea here of respecting and holding in high regard. May I say this to you? The word honor here is an attitude of the heart. That's what it is. May I say this to you? You can obey your parents and dishonor them while you're obeying them. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Honor is not action. Honor is an attitude. And I'm telling you that the Lord Jesus Christ had an honorful attitude, had a valued attitude towards his Father. And may I say this to you, if you're saved tonight, you ought to honor your Heavenly Father, amen. You ought to value your Heavenly Father. You ought to prize your Heavenly Father. Glory, I'm getting blessed right here. Just thinking about how good the Father has been to me. How good the Father has taken care of me. May I tell you something? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Who's the he there, my friend? Who gave the Son? The Father did. That's who did. And may I tell you that we ought to have an attitude of honor in our heart toward our Heavenly Father. Let me ask you a question. What's your heart attitude toward the Heavenly Father? Let me apply it elsewhere. What's your heart attitude towards your earthly parents? You show me a child's attitude towards mom and daddy, and I show you that child's attitude towards God above. Do you respect your mom and daddy? Do you honor your mom and daddy? Do you value and prize them? Do you magnify them? Do you respect them and hold them in high regard? Friends, it's time that young people and even older folks, including myself, value and prize and magnify and glorify and honor our mom and dad. My mom and dad are here tonight. Both of them have had health scares. And God has answered prayer in both their lives. God has answered prayer. We give him praise. And I want my mom and dad to know God helping me, I will honor you all the days of my life. But above that, may my heart's honor be given to my Father above. Because it's only because of Him that I have them. And it's only because of Him that I can honor and I can magnify and I can value and prize. One man said, and I quote, "We're living in a day when many children are displaying clear disrespect for their parents, back-talking them, grumbling, disregarding instruction, speaking disrespectfully, acting like a know-it-all, refusing to listen." That's how some do it. Others do it through delinquency, crime, drugs, alcohol, sexual activity, abuse of parental or family property. Some children are often guilty of ignoring their aging parents, failing to minister to their needs. We stand here in the midst of a church where, when around the world, aging parents many times are just ignored. There are some of you that are taking care of your mom and daddy who can no longer take care of themselves. And I want you to know that's exactly what you ought to be doing. And I salute that. And God salutes that. That's one of the ways that you honor your mom and daddy. We need more of that around the United States of America. We need more of that around independent Baptist churches. We need more of that from God's people today. Nearly all children fail when it comes to gleaning from the years of wisdom and life experience contained in the minds of their parents. Hey, let me say this to you, young people, especially teenagers. If you grow up calling your dad the old man, somebody ought to drag you out and beat the daylights out of you. Amen. You say, that's not very kind. I understand that, but they still ought to do it. Amen. He's not the old man. He's your daddy. Show him respect. Amen. Don't you call her the old lady. You give her respect. Because if you don't respect her, you don't respect God. That's the way it goes. Honor your mom and daddy. Show respect to your mom and daddy. Give them glory. Glorify them. Magnify them. Hey, let me ask the older generation whose mom and daddy are already gone on to heaven. Or maybe you have one parent that's already gone on to heaven. Hey, let me tell you something. Wouldn't you love to have them back just for a moment, just so you can honor them one more day? Yes. And if you still have mom and daddy, don't wait until they're dead and you can't do it. Do it now. Do it now. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ did with His Heavenly Father? He honored Him. He honored Him. He showed Him honor. Ephesians 6:2 says, "Honor thy father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise. Exodus 20, verse 12, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Matthew 15, 4, "For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death." Proverbs 20, verse 20, "Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness." It is God's will for God's children to show honor to their heavenly father and to show honor to their earthly parents. That does not mean that the earthly parents are perfect. That does not mean that they deserve honor. It does not mean that hey, no matter what they do, you just... No, here's what it means. It means that you realize God gave you to them. And even if they don't deserve it, for the glory of God, you show a heart's attitude of respect and honor for the position of mom and dad in your life. Because that's a position that God ordained for you. He showed honor to His Father. Are you? Are you imitating Him in that? Are you an imitator of God by showing honor to your Heavenly Father? Are you imitating Him in that and showing honor to your mother and to your earthly father? Number two, He not only showed honor to His Father, secondly, He submitted willingly to His Father. He submitted willingly to His Father. Listen to these verses. John 14, 31, "But that the world may know that I love the Father," this is Jesus speaking, "that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do." That's what He said. John 15, 10, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments
and abide in his love. Matthew 26, 39 and 42. He went a little further, fell on his face and prayed. This is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." John 18, 11. Whenever Peter took his sword out, remember they were trying to come and arrest the Lord, and Peter took his sword out and cut the ear off of the servant? Listen to this verse. "Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" Do you see his spirit here? John 8, 29, "And he that sent me is with me," Jesus said. "The Father hath not left me alone." Listen to this. "For I do always those things that please him." John 4, 34, "Jesus saith unto them, my meat, my desire." This is the story of the woman at the well, remember? He's sitting there on the well, and this woman comes out. He's wearied with his journey. He sits down on the well. We've already preached on it through our study through John. Long story short, he saves her. He delivers her. She goes back into the city and is going to bring people back, and the disciples come, and they offer him food, and he says, "I have meat to eat that ye know not of." Remember? They said, "Did somebody bring him food while we were gone?" And he answered and said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Can I paraphrase? I desire to do my Father's will more than I desire to eat. The Lord Jesus said, "I love my Father." John 14, 31, I gave it to you. He said, "I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do." Listen to this now. Because he loved him, he willingly obeyed everything he gave him to do. Even when it was painful, even when he didn't want to do it, "If thou be willing, let it pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." He submitted himself to the will of his Father willingly. Doing the will of his Father was a burning desire for the Lord Jesus Christ. John 5:30 says this, Jesus speaking, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me." He said, "I'm seeking it. I want to know what he wants to do. And whatever he wants me to do, that's what I'm going to give my... I desire to know. I want to know. Daddy, tell me what you want me to do." There'd be moms and dads all over this auditorium, more than likely, who'd give their right arm if their child would come to thee, and I'm talking about come to you and say, "I'm through making decisions. Mom and Daddy, what do you want me to do? And I'll do it." Now, I've got three children, one on the way. Let's talk about the youngest one right now. May we do that? Can I give you a personal illustration, a personal testimony? She doesn't willingly submit all the time, friends. I've got news about the middle-aged one. Her name is Jalen. She's here. She doesn't willingly submit all the time. I've got news about the monster in the house. His name's Judson. He doesn't willingly submit all the time. I've got news about your pastor with the Heavenly Father. He doesn't willingly submit all the time. But I know somebody who did. The Son of God did. With his Heavenly Father. John 6:38, Jesus said, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Luke 2:49, and he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? This is the child Jesus when he was 12 years old. Remember, he went to the house of God, and his family left, and they just thought he was among the crowd, and they got away, and they realized, where's he at? So they started backtracking, and they found him sitting in the temple, sitting in the house of God. He's talking to the doctors and all of this. And I'm paraphrasing. They said, where were you? I said, why weren't you among the crowd? Here's what he said. How is it that you sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Don't you understand that what I'm doing, I have to do it for my Father? I want to do it because he's given it to me. I desire to do it more than eat meat. It's what I want. And may I say this to you? He not only did this with his Father. Now, that's the relationship that we're studying. But he also did this same thing with his earthly mom and his legal father down here on this earth. Not his earthly father, his legal father, if you will. That same passage of Scripture where he's talking to them, wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And that phrase goes on to say, and they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. I'm talking about the word subject here means to subordinate. That's what it means. It means to obey, to put yourself under, and to submit to somebody. That's what it means. He submitted willingly. This is what he did, not only with his heavenly Father, but with his earthly family. One man said, the ruler of the world, comma, an obedient child. Think about that statement. Chew on that a while. The ruler of the world, the universe, was an obedient child. Let me ask you a question. Do you truly love your heavenly Father? Yes, amen. Do you love God the Father? Yes. Don't say you do if you're not obeying him. Because Jesus said, I love the Father, and as the Father gave me the commandment, even so I do. He even said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Is his will your burning desire? Do you have a will that is already submitted to whatever God wants you to do? I mean, do you have a burning desire that you've already submitted to him? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And my answer is already yes. This is the Spirit of Jesus Christ as a son. As a son. Let me ask you a question. How about your earthly parents? Now, I'm talking to the children who are living at home. Do you truly love your parents? Do you willingly obey your parents? Do you willingly submit to your parents? Do you desire to please them? Do you have a burning desire to put a smile on your mom and daddy's face? You say, no, they make my life miserable. I'm going to make their life miserable. That is not the Spirit of the Son of God. The Spirit of the Son of God is that he willingly submitted to his Father's will. May I say this to you? You ought to submit whether you want to or not. Amen. But the Spirit of Christ imitating him as the Son, it is a willing submission. It's a submission that says, I am so pleased to do this for you. I want to do this for you. This is my meat. This is my desire. I desire this more than I desire food. That's the attitude of Christ. And if you imitate him as a child, then that's the attitude you'll have as well. Understand that true love obeys. True love submits to its authority. Understand that true love makes one desire to please the one who's loved. It's a burning desire. May I say this to you? If you truly love somebody, you'll have a desire to do something for them. You want to please them. If you really love them, you have a desire to please them. Does this please you? God give us children and teenagers who have a burning desire to please their Heavenly Father. God give us all ages that. And God give our children and teenagers a burning desire to please and to submit to their mom and dad. Especially if you have a mom and dad who are trying to lead you in the ways of God. Young people, if you have a mom and daddy who have a desire for you to be pleasing to Jesus, for you to do something for God with your life, what a treasure you have. What a treasure. And you ought to willingly submit to them because they're watching out for your soul. Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Proverbs 23:22, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Proverbs 1:8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Number one, he showed honor to his father. Number two, he submitted willingly to his father. Number three, he spoke often to his father. He spoke often to him. Listen to these verses. Matthew 11:25 and 26. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father. He's talking to his father, speaking to him. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, hast revealed them unto babes, even so, Father, so for so it seemed good in thy sight. John 11:41 and 42, before he raised Lazarus, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, here he goes speaking to his father again, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. John 12:27 and 28, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Matthew 14:23, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and the evening was come, and he was there alone. Luke 23:46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Matthew 26:36-44, listen, I'm just showing you that often you find him just speaking to his daddy. Go and just speaking to him. In Matthew 26:36 and following, it says this, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. Said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, he's speaking to him again, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, there he is, a second time talking to his daddy. If this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. He came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left him and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. John chapter 17, the Lord's Prayer. I'm not talking about our Father which art in heaven. That was his example of how to pray. His prayers, John chapter 17. And how he's just talking to his Father. You study the life of the Son of God and you'll find that at different times, several times throughout his life, he just took time to speak to his daddy. He took time to speak to him in times of rejoicing, in times of pain. May I say this to you? He was on speaking terms with him. Sometimes he even went into a solitary place just to speak with his Father. Now, how can I apply that? I'm going to apply it two ways. First, to all of God's children. Let me apply this to our prayer life with our Heavenly Father. How's your prayer life compared to the Son of God? Do you speak often with your Father? Do you get away from everything like He did and just talk to your Father? When you're hurting, is your first impulse to cry out to others, or is your first impulse to speak to your Father? Do you spend much time speaking with Him? Are you on speaking terms with Him? How often do you speak to Him? Do you speak to your Heavenly Father in times when you're on the mountaintop? And do you speak to your Heavenly Father in times when you're in the lowest valley? You study the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll find that no matter what life threw at Him, He went and talked to His Father about it. That's an example for us, wouldn't you agree? When He was facing the darkest hour of His life, He went away three times just to get alone with His Father and talk. We can obviously apply this to our prayer life. As a child of God, we ought to imitate God as a son by, just like He talked to His Father often, we ought to talk to our Father often. Matthew 6:6 says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So as a child of God, we can imitate God as a son by just talking to our Father, just speaking often with Him. But along with this, let me talk about our earthly parents, especially if you have children still in the home and you're a child that lives in the home. Let me speak to the children just a moment. Children, learn to speak often with your mom and daddy. You know, it's not good for children and teenagers to speak more with their friends than they do their own parents. Parents, it's okay to say amen tonight, okay? Because what your preacher just said is the truth. It's not good when they talk to their friends more than they talk to their mom and daddy. It's not. In a world where many children don't want to even speak to their parents, let the children here in this church determine to speak often with their parents. Talk to your parents during good times. Talk to your parents during bad times. Learn to spend time with mom and daddy just talking. Sharing what's going on in your life. By the way, let us parents encourage our children to do this. Do you realize that parents, now I've already preached on this, so you can go back and get it, but let me just go ahead and interject it here again. Parents can become too busy for their children. I mean, to the point to where the children are afraid to even come to their mom and daddy because they think their mom and daddy don't have time. That's a shame on the parents. But I'm trying to challenge you children, don't waste your God-given talent to talk on your friends all the time. Spend some quality time turning the television off, turning the music off, and sitting down around the supper table or something like that and talking to your mom and daddy and say, "Mom and daddy, let me just tell you what's going on in my life." I wish my children would do that more. Maybe that's my fault. And if it is, I apologize. It is good, even at times, to get alone with your mom and daddy. Like the Lord got alone with His Heavenly Father in a solitary place, nobody else around. It's good every now and then just to get alone with your mom and daddy, just to talk. Just to talk. Let me ask you a question, children, teenagers. Are you speaking often with your parents? Are you taking time to talk to mom and daddy? Do you spend more time with your friends talking
than you do with your mom and dad talking? Do you speak often with mom and daddy? Three things we've noticed tonight about the Son of God and His relationship with His Heavenly Father that every child of God should imitate with our Heavenly Father. We should do with our Heavenly Father what God the Son did with the Heavenly Father. But then the children with their earthly parents should incorporate these same three things: showing respect, showing honor, submitting willingly, speaking often. Among the many wonderful things the Lord Jesus truly was on earth, one thing that He truly was He was a wonderful Son, capital S. He was a wonderful Son of God and a wonderful Son of man. And even while hanging on the cross, we see Him concerned about His own mother's care and welfare. In John chapter 19, verses 21 and 26, verses 26 and 27, He's hanging there on the cross. Do you see Him hanging there, bleeding and dying? Well, the Bible talks about He was marred beyond the form of a man, beyond the visage of a man. In other words, the way we take that is that if you would look up at Him hanging on the cross, He just looks like a piece of meat hanging there. They have cruelly mocked Him and scourged Him and beaten Him, and spit in His face, a crown of thorns, ripping His back off. He's hanging there, just a mangled mess, dying. And when He could have said so many things, one of the things that He said and that said about Him is this: as He's hanging there in all that pain, you see Him? You see Him in your mind's eye? The Bible says when Jesus therefore saw His mother, He looked down and saw Mama. And the disciple standing by whom He loved, He saith unto His mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Lowercase s, not talking about Himself. Then saith He to the disciple, John, "Behold thy mother." From that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. May I paraphrase what the Lord was doing? As her son, He wanted that when He was dead and gone, I'm talking about humanly speaking, He wanted to know that His mother was going to be cared for. Do you see the tender heart that He had? Now, when He's bleeding and dying and He's in such agony, He leaves an example like that for us to follow. And don't you think that as long as my mother's alive, I should treat her with honor? Submit willingly. Speak often to her? Don't you think as long as my dad is living, and they may both outlive me, should I not show him honor? Submit to him willingly? Speak to him often? And all of us who are children of God, we ought to show him honor. Amen. We ought to submit to him willingly no matter what it is. And we ought to speak often to him. You imitate God the Son. Those are three things you're going to do with your Heavenly Father and with your earthly parents. Simple. But how many are not doing it? I'd like to ask if you wouldn't mind to bow your heads and close your eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Our Father, I pray that you'll take this message and use it. Take this whole series, and may it truly be a shot in the arm for our families and our homes. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. And they get prepared, they're going to begin to play through softly. Let me ask you this question. Are you a child of God? We were imitating and imitating God the Son with His relationship with His Heavenly Father. I ask you this question. Do you have a Heavenly Father? Have you trusted Christ and Christ alone? Is God your Father? If not, why don't you come? Let us take a Bible and share with you the gospel. Today could be your day of salvation. How many tonight say, Jody, I'm living at home. I'm a young person. I'm a child or I'm a teenager. And as a child or a teen, through this message, God is speaking to my heart. Now, this does not mean that you're not doing these things. It could mean that you are doing these things and God just comes by and says, thank you for doing that. Keep doing it. Have you children say, God, I believe God is speaking to me through this message with my earthly parents, the ones I'm living with. God is speaking to me. I'm a teenager. I'm a young person. I'm living at home and God, I believe, is speaking to me. Would you be honest? Would you raise your hand in the air? Be honest about it. Be honest about this. Raise your hand big in the air, please. If you got your hand raised, I want you to lower it and look at me, please. Would you do that? Some of you young, some of you older, I appreciate you being honest. I appreciate you listening and looking. Some of you are here tonight with your mom and daddy, aren't you? Let me tell you what would bless their heart. When I give the invitation, if you'll reach over and take them by the hand or pat them and say, Mom and Daddy, will you go pray with me? Mom and Daddy, would that bless your heart tonight? Yes. And we give the invitation. Why don't you poke your mom and daddy and say, let's go to the altar. Let's go to the altar. So I'm not seated with them. Go find them. And say, Mom and Daddy, God spoke to me tonight. God spoke to me. And I want to be a son or daughter like the Lord was a son to his father. I want to be a son or daughter who submits willingly, shows honor, speaks often. Why don't you right now, Brother Gary, just begin to sing. If you all will stay right here with me. And as he sings, if some of you children want to go to your mom and daddy, right now as he sings, go to them now. Let's come, come on, come on, come on now. Come on now. Children all over this auditorium, go to your mom, go to your dad. Say, I want you to go pray with me. Let's pray together. I want to be a son like that. I want to be a daughter like that. I want to be a child like that. I want to do the right thing.
Christ only always
you're still seated, look right up here at me, please. God is working. God is moving. We let Him have His way. Amen. How many of you have an aging mom and dad? Can't get around like they used to. But they're still with you. They're still here. How many of you, I'm talking to you, and that's the case for you. Would you raise your hand? Oh, it's a lot of you. Be a good time to go back to them again. Just say, Mom and Daddy, I honor you today. I'll help you any way I can. Amen. It's a good thing. I'm going to ask Miss Cole and Mariana, her two daughters, if you would, to come here. Two special prayers I want to do. Brother Ted is having some physical issues, searching. It's the unknown that drives you crazy. You feel like they've had a diagnosis, and then is it that? Is it not? I think it'd be appropriate for our men and women, if you feel led right now, you'd like to come. We're going to gather around the Ball family here as well. So if you come to pray for them, I want you to stay right up here. But I want you to come now. Would you do that? Let's gather around this family. Let's pray with them. Ask God to help Brother Ted. Ask God to reveal what it is. And may it be treatable. May it be something that can be corrected. May it be something that can be handled. Hey, God's been burdening my heart lately about a church that prays. We got two very special situations here, very special. The church is going to pray. Hey, why don't you pray that it's you we're praying for? Amen. Go ask our assistant pastor, Brother Gary, if you wouldn't mind. I want to give you this microphone so those who are listening live can listen. I'd like to ask you to specifically pray for Brother Ted, that the Lord will reveal what it is, heal him, give this family peace. And I want you to stay right here now because we've got another very special situation that we're going to pray for. Let's pray together.
Lord, we come to you today and we thank you, God, that you know exactly what's going on in Ted's life. And Lord, I know this has been a great trial for this family as they've sought answers and he just continues to get worse. And Lord, I pray that you'd lead them to the right doctor who would be able to diagnose exactly what's wrong and that he might be helped. And Lord, be with his dear family, encourage their hearts and help them as they minister to him. And Lord, we just need an answer.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray that you'd reveal it to them. God, that your grace, you've promised it would be sufficient. Just continue to hold them and help them. And Lord, guide and direct in this time, we pray. And
yes.
Lord, if you'd reveal it, we'll praise you, Lord, and we'll thank you and we'll honor you as we should.
Yes.
And Lord, do a mighty work in this family, we pray, for your glory.
Amen.
That you would be lifted up and exalted, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
As we continue in our special prayer, these precious people need God's peace. Faith Ball sitting right here, her mom and dad. She goes this week to Vanderbilt, is that correct? She's been having some physical problems. Kind of similar, just kind of frustrating, not knowing what it is. they've come tonight. They desire the prayers of this church as well. So I'd like to ask this same group to gather around the Ball family. They're seated right there. If you'll just gather around them. I'm going to ask our youth director, Brother Bob, if you'll come and take this microphone, and I want you to pray for her. Pray that God will reveal what it is. Pray that God will show what it is. And may it be correctable, amen. May it be treatable. May it be something that she gets relief. By the way, Faith, you've got a pretty good mom and daddy. Give them honor. They're standing with you. May the Lord help you. It's Brother Bob, pray for them, please.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to pray. Lord, we thank you for just the wonderful blessings that you've given us, Father. Pray for, specifically for Faith this time. Lord, help them as they travel to Vanderbilt to have a safe trip. And Lord, I pray that you give the doctors wisdom. And Lord, I pray that you'll show them clearly exactly what type of help they need to administer. I pray that they'll figure out exactly what's wrong. I pray that you be with not only Faith, but her mom and dad and brother at this time. Thank you for this family and their faithfulness. Lord, I pray that you'll draw them even closer together through this. And again, Lord, we pray that you'll reveal to them what is wrong. And I pray that you'll correct this problem. And thank you for how they've sought you through this whole journey. And Lord, again, we pray that you just draw them even closer to yourself and help Faith through this. We pray that you'll, if it be your will, Lord, that you'll rid her of this problem, we pray. Again, keep them safe as they travel. We thank you again for all you've done for us. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Stay right here with me as she begins to play through that. The Lord has prompted me. Some of you may have an unsaved mom and daddy. No doubt in a crowd this size, maybe your mom and dad are not even believers. Why don't you try to love them to Christ? You say, what am I supposed to do with them? Show them honor. Submit willingly. Speak often with them. Beg God to get their hearts. These precious families, just praise the Lord through it. No matter what happens, God's in control. Can I sing a little bit? Do you mind? I hope you don't. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when He said, wilt thou be clean? I will praise Him, I will praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain.
Sing the last with me as we close.
Glory, glory to the Father, glory, glory to the Son, glory, glory to the Spirit, glory to the Three. Bow our heads, close our eyes, raise your hand if you like. I will praise Him, I will praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain.
Been a good service, hasn't it? Thank you for being here tonight. I'd like these families to stay up here in the front. If you'd like to come this way and greet them, pray with them, whatever you want to do, shake their hands, you can do that. God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you for being here.